Dreaming big for your nation. Well, dear twinklers, Chandana Aunty and Abhi Aunty are here with a very thought-provoking story. Right from the time we wake up to the time we sleep, we use several products such as toothpaste, soap, food products, furnitures, books, etc., etc. A brand is an identity of a product. It could include a name, term, design, or a symbol. Brands influence the choices of people who use them. Think about the following. What are the brands that you can quickly recall? Did you know that many Indian brands are famous across the world? They have inspiring stories behind them. Let us take a look at some of them. There was a boy named Pranav. And Pranav was a curious boy. One morning, when the alarm rang loud, he woke up and walked into the bathroom to get ready for school. He stood near the wash basin and noticed the names of the toothbrush and paste. Then he walked into the dining room where his grandpa was reading the newspaper while sipping a cup of coffee. Pranav's hot glass of milk and buttered slices of bread were waiting for him. Dada, what is the name of the company from where this milk was made? Pranav beta, have you heard of Amul? It's the largest producer of milk in India. It has an inspiring story to how it all began. Interesting, Dada. Tell me more about it. Well, more than 70 years ago, India imported milk at a high cost. Dr. Varghese Kurien, fondly called the milkman of India, dared to dream big. He wanted to make India a world leader in milk production. He started Amul and founded the project Operation Flood. The milk traders brought milk at a cheap price from the dairy farmers. They claim the milk was low quality but sold it to a bigger markets at a very high price. The traders were enjoying the profits while the poor farmers were always at a loss. Dr. Varghese Kurien believed that the dairy farmers could come together to build a business that they could own and benefit from. He joined hands with Tribhuvananda Patel and formed a nationwide cooperative organization called Anand Milk Union Limited, AMUL. This was done by setting up a national milk grid across more than 700 towns and cities in India. In a cooperative organization where all are equal, every member enjoys the same rights. Membership is open to all who are willing to accept the responsibilities of membership. The gains are based only on how much milk each one sells to the cooperative. Through Amul, the dairy farmers made good profits. Also, when there was excess milk, it was made into other products such as butter, cheese, milk powder, and so on. Dr. Kurien's idea empowered India's rural people and made India a self-sufficient milk-producing nation. He won numerous awards for his work. Amul today stands as the biggest company in the food industry of India. Have you noticed the popular Amul Girl mascot that comes in their advertisements and products? They make statements on many current issues through their mascot. Pranav was wide-eyed and listening keenly to his grandpa. Wow, Dada, this is amazing. I didn't know there's so much history behind this one name or logo we see on the butter and cheese packets. I'm very proud of Varghese Kurien uncle. Now, just Amul. India has many great brands. You are red, black, striped pencils, erasers and geometry box belong to the Nataraj brand. Your mother drops you at a school every day in her scooter, correct? That is TVS Scooty. Your daddy's big and stylish bike is Royal Enfield. Remember, you eat Chyawanprash every night that keeps you hale and healthy? That is from Dabur. The salt used in our food? Tata Salt. To the taxi you take? Tata Indica. To the makeup your mother wears on special occasions? Lakme. All belong to the Tata brand. In fact, the Taj hotels which belong to the Tata group have a great story to tell. Prana wanted to know the story behind Taj hotels. Jamshedji Nusarwanji Tata was an Indian businessman who had traveled to many parts of the world. He observed and studied the hotel industry in other countries. He wanted India to catch the attention of the world by building luxury hotels with top-class facilities here. This was back when the British was ruling India. There were luxury hotels being built in India where Indians were not allowed to enter. When Jamshedji Tata had a meeting in one such hotel, he was not allowed inside because of the color of his skin. He was told that the hotel was only for the Europeans. His friends also told him, foreigners who come to India remark that they don't have a good hotel to stay here. This angered him and also hurt him. He was motivated further to make his dream come true. He built the first Taj Hotel in Mumbai, overlooking the Arabian Sea, built by Indians for the world. The Taj Hotel in Mumbai became the first hotel with electric bulbs in Asia. The inauguration was attended by people all across the world. Since then, Tata's Taj Group have come up with iconic palaces and resorts across the different parts of India. Thus, Pranav heard about the inspiring stories behind the Indian brands. He felt proud to use Indian brands. He dreamed to contribute to the welfare of the country one day, just like the personalities whom Grandpa had talked about. Well, children, here's the activity for you. Find the logos of popular brands such as Doordarshan, Fevicol, and so on from newspapers and magazines. Paste them in your scrapbook. Next, find out 5 famous Indian brands apart from those mentioned in the lesson. Write them in your scrapbook. And I'm sure all the twinklers of Area 7 are going to be dreamers and dream makers for our nation. Vande Bharat. Well, children, hope you all enjoyed the story. See you all soon.